What's your reaction to this bid to finally, posthumously, say sorry?
To be honest, it's a long time coming, and you know, I've spent the last 8 years myself trying to get him recognition, obviously through the film Salute, and in Australia, it still doesn't seem to be a story worthy of too much attention. But you know, you parallel that to, you know, the US and the UK at the moment. And the film went straight to number one as soon as it came out 2 weeks ago. And, you know, for me, it's a moment in history that Australians should be really proud of, not just because Peter still holds the 200-metre Commonwealth record for his athletic ability, but due to the fact that he wore the OPHR badge, which is the Olympic Project for Human Rights badge, to support not only Black America, but also Black Australia at that time.
Do you think he understood the ramifications of what he was doing when he said to his fellow Olympians prior to that action, yes, I'll join you on the dais, yes, I will wear a human rights badge?
Look, I know that from some of the questions I've asked him, especially that one, was his response was, well, 1968 wasn't really the coolest time in the world to be standing up for, you know, racial equality.
No.
He knew that we had our own issues, obviously, here in Australia with, you know, the White Australia policy and the stolen generation. And, you know, one of the things he said was, you know, can you believe that the Aboriginal people weren't allowed to vote until the early 70s? So for me, I knew it was a dangerous thing that he had done, and to do it supporting Black America was even worse.
Did he understand, though? Did he understand the ramifications? Did he know? Did he suspect even that when he came back to Australia that he would be shunned by the community that he had served so long?
Actually, and that's the good point. He didn't believe that coming home would cause such an excitement over the wrong reasons. And, you know, forever he was then known as the white guy in the Black Power protest photo. And so the media turned on him for starters, and then it just became, you know, kick Peter while he's down. So, you know, I think, you know, he might not have run again after that, and even though he qualified 15 times for the Olympics for Munich in 1972, and he was still number five in the world. For him not going to Munich was one thing, as he always told me he would have won gold in that Olympics. But when you also look at the Sydney 2000 Olympics, where he wasn't invited in any official capacity to take part, even though he's our greatest sprinter ever, I think that hurt more.
Do you ever, have you ever approached the authorities and asked them why they were so cruel and so harsh, and why they reacted in such a strident and almost inhumane manner?
I have, and I tried to, I attempted to get a record for the film, but they certainly didn't want anything to do with it. And in fact, I remember through the 2000 Olympics when, I won't name them, but a major airline that was taking our Olympians to Beijing, I was standing up for human rights issues during that time. And due to the fact that I was making a row, and the issue was that my film was also playing on the plane that time, they wanted to stop the film from playing. And I said, well, go for your life. You should stop the film if you don't believe in what Peter actually stood for and the issues relating to Beijing at the time. And it seems to me that sport plays a big role in the fact that athletes now do this purely based on money. And, you know, it was really nice to see that we had at least one athlete make a small contribution to his belief and the care for his own people, with Damien Hooper, who wore the Aboriginal flag just recently. And I think you can see the outcry that happened during that time with him, and that was just from wearing a T-shirt. And it's just become a little bit ridiculous that we're having to excuse ourselves from being human beings.
So what is the reaction of the family to the prospect of an apology?
Look, we're really proud that that someone's taking the effort to go out and make that apology. I think the apology would be far better suited from the Olympic organisation and also the Australian Athletics Association. Peter did everything he possibly could to make athletics work, and he was one of the people responsible for Little Athletics a long time ago. And I think that would be great. I think, you know, the pressure's been put on recently with the Australian government because during the London Olympics, Salute was playing in all the cinemas in London, and as soon as it hit Amazon, it skyrocketed to number one. And then suddenly every media in London started reporting the same thing. How dare Australian officials do this to a world champion? And I think that sort of brought up a new pressure to have it done in Parliament.
I see that when your uncle passed away, that Tommy Smith and John Carlos were pallbearers.
Yes. That one was a credit card from hell, I have to say. Look, we were 2 weeks away from finishing the film, and I suppose that's the greatest and the saddest thing for me was that I made this film to introduce Peter to Australians, and the only person I really wanted to show it to was Peter, and unfortunately he died of a heart attack 2 weeks before it came out. So straight away, one of the things I wanted to do as a gift, I suppose, between he and I was bring Tommy and John over. And that's kind of what I did. And, you know, I think these days, you know, I work really hard to stand up for human rights myself. So one of the things that I'm doing for the film, which will certainly help Ballarat region, is raising $1 million for the cancer centre that's here at the Ballarat Hospital. And I think doing those sort of things under Peter's name will give him a life far greater and longer than, you know, the issues that relate to, you know, him mucking around at 68.
What an inspirational family you are.
That's what they say. And Greg Norman is not.
Where can people go to see Salute?
You can see Salute. It comes out on the 1st of September on iTunes, so you can download it. You can go and buy it at JB Hi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to go over to the US and UK, you can see it in cinemas now.
And he does a bit of a Golden Tones as well.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to that apology finally.